With essentially, I think George Lucas has to pony up $750 million initially for the first several years. Then, with the slight increase of a few surtaxes here and there, nothing that would impact you today, then we'll all go for it. That is the new location, not the old location. But I guess that all depends on Friends of the Parks.
Right. If Friends of the Parks decides to not go ahead and sue at the McCormick Place location, as they have sued for the Soldier Field parking lot location. And by the way, it looks like your grandchildren will be paying this tax if they decide to rent a car or stay at a hotel in Chicago.
I was going to ask, when do we start seeing an ROI on this for the city?
Well, I would say pretty soon after it would be built, you'd have a return on investment because it would be popular. Big John talked about the 80% of Chicagoans would go there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be very, very popular. But the question is it worth all of the expense? And can we afford all of the expense? And would it cost more than they're telling us?
Oh, please.
It would cost.
Yeah, obviously it would be. There's going to be issues
with it. Are they being conservative in their estimate?
Are they going to have an exhibit where we can pretend to be R2-D2 on Tatooine or something?
I'm sure it will.
That'd
because
be great.
Yeah, it will have all of that. And I know I sound like an old fogey here, or somebody that doesn't accept change very readily. I get that. But, I don't like the architecture that's been submitted. But, hey, I'm going to lose that battle because you can acclimate yourself to anything. And what appears to be out of place, eventually it looks perfectly in place. So I get that. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. Maybe you are. Maybe other people are. So they would go to the museum before I would. I have a 17-year-old. It's not likely, unless it's my grandchildren, maybe my godson or somebody like this, I would not be somebody first in line to go to the Lucas Museum. I like Norman Rockwell, but I don't really care so much about it. I can see that online. I don't need to go see those paintings any longer.
Well, I get it. I mirror your apprehension with this because as a resident of Chicago, I see that there are some bigger problems that I think we need to address first with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
So I would like to see, my children eventually be able to have a safe city instead of just a museum.
Well, it's always kind of a sleight of hand because the mayor, as you heard him say during the newscast, there's no additional new taxes for this. However, there's an extension of additional taxes on ostensibly tourists and visitors and mm-hmm. others who come to the city to use hotels and rent cars and things of this nature. I don't have it in front of me any longer, but the tax that was part of building the new cell at 35th and Bilvec Drive now gets extended and kind of transferred to help fund this mm-hmm. as well. So it's all kind of done. It's a very murky world of moving these funds around from category to category, but it costs us money in the end. Now, if it's worth it, great. It's worth it, fine. Even if I don't like it, I'll get used to it. I'm just not sure that this design, George Lucas, who seems like a West Coast guy to me, it doesn't seem like this is of the utmost necessity here in Chicago to make it a beautiful lakefront, which it is already.
I was just going to say that yesterday was the 25th birthday of the cell, or the old new Comiskey.
I was there. I was there for the last game at Comiskey, and I was there for the first game. They got walloped by the Tigers, the first game of the new cell.
Remember how steep the upper deck used to be?
Yeah. They've really done a nice job.
They've done a great job.
I liked it when it opened. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I thought the amenities were great. The parking was great.
The food has always been great.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better.